Hello, Vancouver.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie Patterson. That's Freddie P. on the phone. Canadian Thinker by Freddie P., excuse me. Freddie, good one to you. What's going on in southern Ontario today?
Well, I guess like the rest of the country and a lot, a big part of the world, I guess, World Cup fever.
Freddie, I know you don't understand the World Cup, and we'll get into that, but first, I'd just like to say, I don't think that there is a better place, if you're going to have to watch the World Cup, I don't think there's a better place to see it than in the city of Toronto.
Oh, you're right. I mean, that diversity here is just, it's crazy. In fact, I just saw a television report, because France and Uruguay are playing right now. There's Uruguayans here in Toronto, and obviously French people from France, and my wife is from South Africa. They kicked it off, the host country this morning against Mexico, and there's Mexicans. So, yeah, I'll tell you, you're right. It's actually a circus during World Cup here in Toronto, and I have to laugh because it's often referred to as the beautiful sport, and it just makes me laugh. I was just sitting here watching France and Uruguay, and I'm thinking, just off the heels of watching the Philadelphia Flyers and Chicago Blackhawks, how can they call this the beautiful sport?
Well, it's like comparing apples to oranges, I guess. It's just a completely different sport. And you know what, Fred? I understand where you're coming from. I mean, had I not spent a lot of time truly getting into this game and playing it growing up, I probably would be in the exact same position you're in. But I'll tell you, I've written down some pros and cons. Regarding football or soccer, and I'll throw it by you quickly here, and you tell me what you think. First of all, the pros about watching soccer is there's no commercial interruption, and I think that that's great for sport, because when you go into a commercial break every 5 minutes, I'm sorry, but it breaks up the pace and the action and your sort of, focus in on the game. You get distracted,
sure.
Right?
No, I understand. Yep.
There's some seriously good players in soccer. Lionel Messi in Argentina, Cristiano Ronaldo of Portugal, all of Brazil. If you don't like it, that's great, because there's more beer for us. That's what I looked at, too. some cons. Teams that play boring soccer. I don't want to be stereotypical, but I'll tell you something, Freddie. If you do sit down and watch a game and the Italians are playing, if the other team or if Italy scores first, turn it off, because it's going to be a defensive, boring game.
Well, this is it. See, I don't know the game well enough. I can't appreciate it enough to define a good game and a bad game. To me, it's all the same. They just, they take all afternoon to kick it down the field. As soon as they get there, somebody else kicks it back out.
Yeah.
I was just watching France and Uruguay. At the end of the first half, the shots on goal were 1-1. I'm sorry. I can't buy into it.
UFC here, Vancouver, this weekend for the first time, and quite possibly the last time, too, depending on who you're talking to. Freddie, it's been incredible to see these big, huge men in our studios the last couple of days trying to explain how UFC is not a blood sport and that it's safer than probably most of the sports out there, which you could believe or not believe. I have my personal take. I'm sure you do as well.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been so much paranoia in Vancouver specifically regarding UFC, and it's happened in Montreal. It's been going since, I guess, the late 80s, early 90s. I mean, it's not my favorite cup of tea, but I'll tell you something. I got no problem with it being here in Vancouver. What's your take on UFC?
Well, I mean, it's a huge issue here in Ontario. Our Premier, Dalton McGuinty, he won't even consider it. He doesn't even want to talk about it. UFC can't come here. And I just think that's ridiculous, because it boils down to this, like any other issue. If you don't like it, don't buy a ticket, don't watch it. But don't tell me I can't watch it. Did you know per capita, pay-per-view Ontario sells more pay-per-view tickets or pay-per-view segments than any other area of the world? I mean, this is a hotbed for UFC. Part of it may be that our premier won't allow us to have it live, but people here want it. They really do. They love it. Every time there's a UFC in Montreal, trainloads, busloads, carloads of people go to Montreal to watch it. So, I've watched it the odd time. I mean, yeah, it's not the greatest thing to me either, but I should have the right to go and see it if I want to see it.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie Peep. Freddie, quickly, let's talk a little bit about Game 7. Boy, I thought it was very anticlimactic, didn't you?
Game 6, you mean?
Game 6, I'm sorry.
Well, with the final goal, the winning goal? No,
yeah.
I know, that was crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is exactly what shouldn't happen. First of all, it always sucks when a team wins in another team's building.
Exactly.
And then, you know, the only person on the ice for a good 5-10 seconds who knew that goal went in was Patrick Kane.
Yeah, it was just the most bizarre thing ever because he took the shot and then everybody was looking for the puck. And the next thing you see, he's doing his little victory celebration dance down the ice, and then you deduce that the puck was in the net, but you really haven't seen it yet. And even the referees were confused. And then to go over to, for the replay and everything, it really was, as you say, anticlimactic. It's too bad, really.
The ratings were great in the U.S. I don't know how they were in Canada, but what did you think overall of the playoff, of the Stanley Cup? I don't know if I'm just getting old, but I you know, by the time late May comes, I've kind of lost my interest.
No, I agree totally. It's one series too long. Absolutely, definitely, positively, you're right. What I did like about this series, I liked the high-scoring games. I thought that was pretty cool to see some goals scored. But I agree, because you look when the Montreal Canadiens had their run and how interesting that was, and everybody was sort of absorbed in it. And as soon as they get shoved out, it was like, okay, let's take a breath now. Another series, and it pushes into June. It really is a problem for them. But, hey, buddy, it's never going to change.
CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. is the website, and his name is Freddie P. Checks in with us every Friday. He will do so again next week. And, Freddie, the last two words are yours.
Oh, Neil, loving you.